This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, I want to read this to you quickly. Dear Gareth, hope this finds you well. Let me stop trying to be formal because I'm not, because he called me Mr. Cliff. Let me get straight to it. I'm sending an email at 2 a.m. Why? You may ask, I function better around this time when at least 90% of South Africa, including you, is asleep. Or am I just talking a lot of bullshit? Lightning is bad and I can't sleep. My name is Tahlego Mohlakwana, a.k.a. Stahla from Kwakwa. I'm into IT, passionate about life, creativity, innovation, new age, spiritual thoughts, media, influence, and originality. I've been listening to you from your 5FM days when I was a student. I thought, what kind of an arrogant white boy is this Cliff? Needless to say, I enjoy your views. I agree with and disagree with some. I tell you, sometimes I go as far as deleting a podcast before I even finish it because I don't agree with what you're saying. And I think it's a waste of my data. Oh, let me officially congratulate you on the mighty Cliff Central. What a bus. Thank you. It's a game changer. I run a lot, so I always download before I go for a run. I learn, I laugh, I grow, I change, and I'm challenged from different conversations I hear you and your baddest team have. Just ask one thing. I'm on leave from the holidays, and this Thursday I go on leave. I recently moved to Johannesburg. Can I please pop by just to see how the magic happens in the studio? I won't be a distraction, please. Okay, I'm done. I'm exhausted of typing. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you. So we brought him in this morning. Here he is. Tahlego, how are you, dude?
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
I am feeling fantastic. How's everybody
doing? Give
him
the proper welcome, shall we?
Yes!
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So you sent me this very long, unwieldy email. Are you really from Kwakwa?
I am from Kwakwa, at the end of Kwakwa.
Nice.
I think other people they form like Kwakwa, like there's like, you know, a bit of civilization and everything.
So there's no Mabale's favorite place to hang out there is the Mauritius Tavern. You've been there?
No, I haven't. Because my parents are quite strict, so I can't
really
do such places. No.
Sure. Apparently some bad stuff goes down there.
Yeah,
well,
people
I mean,
pass out.
Yeah, look, it is what it is.
It's rough over the festive season. So what are you doing for Christmas?
Believe it or not, I'm taking care of animals.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of animals?
Like proper livestock. We're talking
cattle,
cows.
Okay.
Sheep. We've got all sorts of things. Fleas.
Who's
chickens?
whose animals are these?
It's my dad's animals.
Yeah. Okay, right. Does he have quite a herd?
Yeah.
Wow.
If it wasn't being stolen every second day, it would be.
Are you going back to Kwakwa to do this?
I am going back to Kwakwa to do this. Look, it's my first December in South Africa after a long time. Okay, well, 3 years.
Yeah,
so
where
I
were you before?
All over.
Yeah, but
all
tell
over.
Me where. Come on, give me some specifics.
Okay, cool. Dubai.
Nice.
Thailand.
Nice.
Lesotho.
That's even nicer. What were you doing?
Just on holiday.
Oh,
just on holiday.
Geez,
so I've decided
right.
This time around I'm going to be home with parents for a
and
change.
Looking after the herd.
Yeah. I mean, listen. What's this? The people who actually work at those places.
Well, can you believe
they must go home?
I know.
Definitely.
I can't believe that there are some people who insist on making their people work through Christmas where it's unnecessary. You know, there's some businesses that are open now. I don't know who they're doing business with. Because it's not like they're shops or anything. They are accounting firms or law firms. They can't have that much work over this period, could they?
I don't think so.
What's the point of them staying open?
But hold on. Why is Mabale and Flex still here? Weren't they supposed to be on holiday?
No. Babs is here until Friday.
I'm here until Friday.
Flex is leaving tomorrow.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you?
No, I'm only leaving on Friday as well.
Okay, cool. No, but it's okay. But
no, we're here for the whole week.
The whole thing is people must just rest at one point. So
you're a runner, huh?
I am.
You wake up in the morning, you grab a podcast, you hit the road and you run.
Yeah.
How
definitely.
Far do you go in a day?
I try. Look, I'm preparing for Comrades next year, June.
Wow.
So I try to do at least a week, 80 kilometers.
Damn, dude, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Look, Mabale's always, she can't believe it.
No, but
she's never even driven that far. 80 kilometers in a week.
80 kilometers in a week. Yeah, so you can imagine, on the road, I have to listen to something, otherwise I lose my mind. Yeah?
That's from the CBD of Johannesburg until to the north of Pretoria.
Yeah. You have to. It's a passion. And I must say, I wasn't around all the time. I started running like at least a year ago. I was quite big.
Is it a good way to keep fit? Because I've heard it's bad for your knees in the long run.
Maybe in the long run, but what about the now? I live for the present. I understand there's no better time like for now.
So you enjoy this?
100%. Listen, I never liked running. Actually, when I was at school, I used to hate running.
Yeah.
But what happened is, okay, this might sound otherwise.
Go on.
Then I had a friend. I had a friend. We used to eat together, like lunch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know what, Stasha? If you don't do anything about your weight, nobody.
Were you becoming
fat? Yeah. I had this big belly fat, and my anatomy was struggling to stick out, you know? Then I was like, you know what? I need to do something about this. Then she said, listen, nobody would want to have sex with you.
Yes.
At that time,
that's a real friend.
Do you understand? And I was like, I went home that day, looked myself in the mirror.
Were you offended by her? Did you go, hey, she really cares about me?
I said, you know what? She really cares about me because I'm that kind of person who will tell you, listen, your nose. Do something. Go get some nose job and stuff. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I was just like, no, you know what? This is like from good heart. So I'm going to do something about it. I decided to start running.
Are people on the roads in cars, are they respectful of runners? Because I've heard horrible stories about runners that are going for a jog and cars just swing out in front of them. People don't care. People will clip you with their mirrors. They're just horrible, right?
It's horrible. I must.
Where do you run?
Around Waterfall. I don't stay far from there, so I check around Waterfall.
Oh, that's very nice. The place is, Jesus, booming.
Don't you stay there?
No.
Oh, cool.
Can you believe how many houses there are there, though?
No, I can't. Look,
a year ago, there were none.
There were none, apparently. I used to pass there, and it was just fields.
It was fields,
and they actually keep on developing the thing.
Now it's like the suburbs.
Yeah, it's like the suburbs. They got rid of the polo thing, the polo fields, and they're building a new development. I keep on thinking when I pass there, listen, maybe my house somewhere there. But anyway, to answer your question, I actually got a picture. I'll tweet it, then maybe you'll retweet. People are not friendly on the roads.
No.
You have to be safe. You have to be safe, especially when you run alone with your headphones on, listening to Gareth.
Do you have? You have to be safe. A reflective jacket on.
I do.
Okay, you have to have that, right?
When I run, especially in the mornings, I've got reflective jackets on. I've got lights flickering all the time. But the other thing is, I don't run alone. I hardly run alone.
Right, that's good.
In the mornings,
Very good.
Afternoon.
So who
I'm
runs
by
with
myself.
You?
Friends.
Are they real friends or just runner friends? Like you don't
six months.
You don't spend time with them when you're not running.
Let's see. Some. It depends. Let me tell you. Like I said, I recently moved up to Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
So here I'm still trying to establish that group of friends, right?
Okay. Well, that's a good way to go.
In Bloom, I had a full, like proper running group. That the kind of people that would wake me up at 4. I hate waking up early. So they would wake me up and say, let's go run. And I'd do it. So here I'm still trying to establish that. And it's going pretty well.
Sounds good.
Great.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to take with you? What, bottle of water?
No.
Nothing.
I hate when I'm running. I hate that good sound in my tummy. So yeah, if I'm running, I'm really, really like last day of preparations, I will go for at least 30 Ks a day. So I'll stop at the garage or something and drink something. Yeah. But it's passion. It's passion.
No, I'm impressed.
My thing is, from somebody who did not know anything, who hated this thing, and for me to be where I am is actually quite cool. And the results, when I started seeing a little bit of, like, you know, some fatty belly shedding, I was like, we can do this.
And it must feel good, like, when you're lean.
Yes.
You know, you look in the mirror and you're like, there's not a lot of fat on me.
No.
Because running, it really trims you down.
It does. But also, one must be careful. Like you said, your knees later on in life, you can't just be running the whole time. You must be careful.
No,
otherwise,
you're
just going to look horrible.
I've seen runners later on in life and they look like Biltong.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who do you know that look like Biltong?
A lot of runners, like,
really.
Yeah, you know, in their 50s, they sure.
Yeah, look, I'm not gonna run the rest of my life. I think I'm gonna stop if I can do only 10 comrades, 10 to oceans. I'm done.
10?
Yeah, just 10.
It's
so you've
ambitious.
Got 10 years to go. Yeah,
how old are you now?
I'm 28.
Okay, you got time.
Yeah, I do. I really.
So if you
have
do
time.
One every year from next year, then you'll finish before you're even 40.
Definitely, okay. Definitely.
The average age for a comrades runner is like 40 as a male. So it's an ambitious thing to do.
It's a good thing.
Because, you know, like it's mental with that, because just stupidly long distance that you can be as fit as you want, but you can't comprehend that you're running the whole day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is actually crazy. But
what did you say? You're also going to do two oceans?
Yeah, I did two oceans. My first two oceans this year.
Sure.
Yeah.
How did you do in that?
I did well. If I wasn't taking pictures all the time, I was actually going to get pretty much far, but I was excited and captivated by all the
it's beautiful
surroundings. Then I kept taking pictures. Yeah,
well, it was good. I mean, this sounds like a lot of fun. So you listen to us while you're busy running?
Yeah, I do. I do, actually.
Does it ever stop you? Do you ever start laughing or?
No. Listen, this it's quite crazy that everybody's here. I actually have a list of questions that I want to ask.
Let's go with the question. No,
must I go with the
question? I insist on your questions. All right, let's begin. We're going to have some questions now, and we will take calls as well. Tahleho has got some questions. Can I just call you, Stahla?
Good, that sounds like
Stahla has got some questions for us, and then I'll take your calls to 0861-555-189. That's the number you can call if you've got some questions too. We might as well mess around. It's the end of the year. All right, whenever you're ready, go for it. You actually got them written down?
Oh, okay, no, yeah, I've got them on my notepad.
Let's hear your questions on your phone.
First question. The thorn amongst roses, Mabali.
The thorn. I'm the thorn.
Yeah, you are the thorn.
I'm the thorn.
Let's go for it, ne? So tell me, you work with all these white boys. Mm-hmm. Do you ever look at them in that?
No. No.
No?
No.
You don't prefer chicken?
No, I mean, look, I've had a taste of everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I've known these morons for years, so it's impossible for us to look at each other like that.
Oh, is it?
Can I taste your juice?
No, you cannot.
Okay, cool, right?
Alright.
Secondly, where is that Flex boy?
Flex is in there.
Okay, cool. Flex, wherever you are, if you're listening.
Alright, he's coming in.
He's got a verified account, guys.
He's got
a verified account on Twitter. How did that happen?
A fat account.
A verified.
In other words, he has lots of followers.
Oh, verified.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Are you verified, Flex?
Yeah, I am verified, but I must admit, today's verified means absolutely nothing. So those people that let that verified thing get to their head are just being foolish. I don't know. I guess people just like the inspirational things I tweet. I like to tweet things that inspire people, that if someone's like sick in bed and they don't feel like getting up for the day and doing nothing, I like to tweet something that they'll read and will be like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna make the most of this day and get out of bed and just live their life to the fullest.
But guys, did I even ask my question? Why is this guy going on like this?
I know.
Okay, cool.
All right, next question.
Okay, next question. Michael Flex.
Come back. You know, we're not finished with you, Flex. Yeah.
Carry on. Must I go back to him?
Okay, yeah, cool. Go on.
Flex, quick question. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Well,
before, I'll tell you why I'm asking this question, right? This guy sounds like, you know, somebody who dropped out and is regretting, maybe should have finished that medicine degree. He sounds like that, so go for it.
No, I've actually got 2 degrees.
Yeah.
I've got a marketing degree, and then I also got an honors degree.
Yes.
So what do I do for fun? Recently, I just started...
He was just putting you in your place, by the way. That was his way of saying that. Like, you're not paying attention. Yeah.
I just started surfing, so I mean, that's pretty fun. But of course, I live in Joburg, so whenever I can afford to, then I like to go down to Durban and surf for a bit and just basically escape into the waves.
All right. Very nice.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Bye.
Are you happy?
Now. I'm happy.
Any other questions?
Michael Flex, then you lastly.
Okay, yeah, go.
No, not Michael Flex.
No, Ben.
Ben.
Okay,
Petrovsky?
go for Ben, yeah.
I like that's the name.
Karpinski, all right? Yeah. Go for it. Whenever you're ready.
What is the definition of life according to you?
Wow.
This
not a very complex question.
I feel like
question.
You're one of those Miss Universe contestants at the moment.
I know. It's a good thing I did do my hair.
What is the meaning of life, Ben, for God's sake?
It really is actually be yourself. I know this is a very cliched answer, but it's the only answer you can ever give. The definition of life is to be yourself.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, it's
Stasla,
okay.
You happy?
I will settle for that.
Right, you got a question for me?
Because if you're not going to do
thank
that...
Thank you, Ben. That's quite
if
enough.
You're not
thank you.
The music's still playing, girl. The music's still playing. See, and this is why it is the only answer. Because if you're not going to do that, then you're wasting your time completely. Because a lot of people are actually horrible. So if you in any way want to be horrible, then there's no point.
All right, very good. I actually quite like that. The crowd are going wild.
So I'm going to win this because I bombed out badly in the swimsuit edition.
Alright, okay, cool. Let's go.
Okay, thanks, Ben. Alright, cool. To you, the guy who drives this show, right?
What do you want to know?
Firstly, listen, I think in future, this is like what you and that brand guy, I don't know what's his name, you must do, ne?
Mm.
You must look at you know how Oprah is going on about Oprah this, the magazine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your name has a potential of being that as well. So next time
being
I
being like here, Oprah?
No. Like Cliff, maybe we must have this little key holders of your head there swinging around, and when the guests come, you give them that.
I just give them a gift.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? That's a good idea.
What do you think, Mubs?
Didn't you have?
We should give gift bags to our guests.
Didn't you have a bubble head at one point?
Hmm. Yeah, we did have a bubble.
Politicians,
head.
I think somewhere in Cape Town, politicians are starting to have those.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Giving gifts.
Yeah. Must Sleazy. Consider doing that. Anyway, that's not my question. I was just.
All right.
It's a side note, right?
Go on. Okay. Cool. He's actually got notes on his
so,
phone.
Yeah, I do. I mean, when you come to a show, you must prepare.
You must be prepared.
Remember,
yeah.
People come here, good. They're like credible people and well known. So
absolutely.
I was like, what am I going to
that's
do?
That's why we agreed to have you.
Right? And thanks for having me here.
All right.
Cool. So, my question is, you know how. You're not on our face, right? You're a media personality, but you're not always like on our face. And
yeah,
stuff,
yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to stay out.
You're trying, and you hate interviews, hating.
Yeah,
this.
I do.
Oh, by the way, this is not my question. I'm so mad. I'm supposed to bring your book so that you can put your multi-billionaire. I'm so annoyed. Mall of Africa, such a big mall, does not have a bookshop.
Not?
What the hell?
Really?
Well, your book is not there. I was there.
Doesn't
I
have
saw,
a book.
It doesn't have your clever. I was just thinking, what the hell?
There's a big CNA there, though.
That is ridiculous.
No, hold on.
Even then.
No, that's my tech shop. Mall of Africa is basically my tech shop. And
that is outrageous.
Nothing.
Outrageous.
That is very outrageous. Anyway, I'll get the
okay,
book,
well,
bring
good
you
good for
sign.
You for bringing that up. We shit all over the Mall of Africa.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Good.
Yeah, and they've got all the big
so you were going to say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I wanted to say this. Né? So the 2% that you end up doing interviews or whatever,
mm-hmm.
everyone keep on asking, are you dating? What's happening with your life?
Yeah.
Or I'm exhausted of hearing that
yes,
question.
It's so boring.
It's boring, right?
Yeah.
But I must tell you, you have what I call,
mm-hmm.
you know, when other people, they've got relationship dependency syndrome,
mm-hmm.
you're an opposite of that. So
yeah.
you need to give these people something to talk about, right?
So I should just be out there just slaying the pussy. Is that what you're saying?
You can't be slaying the pussy, but even the slaying, vagina you and slaying,
pussy.
Not right. It's not a good mix.
Are you sure?
All I'm saying is, what is that one thing that you want to change about your own life? How old are you? Sorry.
I'll be 40 next year, dude.
You'll be 40.
What do I want to change about my life?
Yeah.
I'm right now, I'm very happy. I would just like to just keep increasing my freedom and independence of the world. Like, I just want to keep on making myself more and more... individual.
Cool.
That's all. Like Ben says, be yourself.
Cool.
I hate to steal his answer, but he's absolutely right.
Okay, cool.
Good answer.
Let's give...
All right. Yeah, a round of applause.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, cool. Now listen, thank you for coming, for spending some time with us this morning. You're welcome to sit outside. Hopefully we can offer you something to drink. And we got to move on with the show, so I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the studio now. But thank you very much, Statla, all the way from Kwa Kwa.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Very
Thank
nice.
You.
Good to meet you, man.
All right.
All right. Very good. There he is.
This is CliffCentral.com.
TJ Mokwena is a 15-year-old hip-hop artist. Yeah, I'm always looking out for interesting people, particularly if they're really young and they show some incredible talent at a young age. And you're one of those people, man. I'm going to play your song just now. He's got a current single out. It's called Ride or Die. It's featuring Moz Kid and Chelsea Pups. It's very nice to meet you. You're originally from Sebokeng, right?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, dude. How did you get into music?
I looked up to my brother at a young age. So what happened was he was like fooling around with the music. So then at the age of 9, 8, I was like started writing lyrics. So then at the age of 9, like after he released a few singles, that's when I knew
Age 9?
Yeah.
You guys don't mess around in your family, hey? You start early.
Yeah, it's the whole point because like, right now, when you look at it, there's so many people who are coming out with this rap scene. So then it becomes harder for you. So then with the experience, it helps you go forward. So if you're just going to come out right now and think you'll be going forward, then you'll succeed.
But, I mean, music is a tough enough business to break into. How do you know you're any good at age 9?
No, I know that at the age of 9, I wasn't really that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I admit that. But then, you know, as time goes, if you don't quit, then you know that you're going to become better. So now I believe in myself and I trust that I'm very good.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, I'll play a song in a second so everybody can hear what I'm talking about. But it is quite incredible that you're at school and you're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. You actually were part of a school project. The first, Mubs, this is his first ever public performance was at school. There was a school campaign like to stop littering, and this guy got up and he started doing his thing, and everybody was blown away by it. At that age, that was what, like 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah, it was.
Crazy. It's amazing. And he also joined a popular rap group in Nelspruit called Switch Fam, where you were given a great platform. You started recording.
Yeah, they gave me the platform to record because they had like a backroom studio. So then it was where we could all start, like, do something.
Now, I mean, apparently I've heard, like, even people like Oskido have taken notice of you. Is that true?
Yeah, it was back in, it was 2 years back. He didn't really take notice, but then because, like, I had one of my sponsors, one of the people who sponsored this song.
Yeah.
He had the thoughts of managing me. So then before he could manage me, he wanted to collect up all the information. So then one of the people he spoke to was Oskido. So then Oskido was the one who actually told him that I shouldn't lose my focus on school, because the music is a very hard thing, because I might just fall at some time and that might affect my school. So then it wasn't that way.
Are you managing to keep both going?
Yeah, because like my parents are actually strict about it. They tell me that if my marks fall down at school, then I can't carry on with the music. So then I need to keep consistency.
So where do you live now?
I live in Nelspruit still.
What I heard Nelspruit is actually quite an exciting place to be right now. I mean, apparently everything's going crazy there. There's like loads and loads of construction. People are building businesses up. The music industry there is doing well. I mean, is Nelspruit a fun place to live?
Yeah, it is a fun place to live, but then it's nothing compared to Johannesburg, because, you know, Johannesburg is very fast.
So how often do you come here?
Every holiday, because I need to put in the work, because I'm not going to get anything from sitting in Nelspruit.
Are you in studio now?
No, not...
At the moment, this week?
Not currently. I'm not sure. I'll have to check with my people, and then I'll get in...
Look, he's got people.
He's got people.
He's got an entourage.
Yeah, he does.
Wow, man. What a life. 15 years old.
Actually, it's 16. I turned 16 today.
Today's your birthday.
Hey.
Wow. Happy, right. Happy, dude.
Okay, then.
Nice. So now you're legal to misbehave.
Don't you dare.
Being a hip hop artist at such a young age, I mean, you must get lots of attention at school, right? They must all want to be you.
Nah.
No?
No, it's not really that they all want to be me, but then, you know, they get used to it after a certain time. So I'm not at the pinnacle at that point where.
But you're kind of, you know, you got this whole look going on. You got your own song out there. People know who you are. It must be cool.
Yeah, it is cool. But then,
way better than winning the maths prize. Right?
Nah, it's not, because like I'm actually 80% student in maths. So then. Math is one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, you tell him.
All right, let me ask you your opinion of something. I want to play you a song now, and you tell me honestly what you think of this. All right, are you ready?
Okay.
All right, what do you think of this?
Tonight I want to chill, so you gotta do the work.
Listen to this.
If you want it, you gotta earn.
What do you think of that?
Wait, before I answer that, is this song from South Africa?
No. It's Young Thug.
Yes, I could hear that. I have this thing about South African and American music. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not really fond of American music.
What do you think of that? You don't like that?
I'd give it a 6.
6 out of 10?
Yeah.
Well, that's now really gone and upset all of us, because we love that.
No, but you love that. No, but then you need to
look
at it.
No, I'm kidding. We love it for certain reasons.
No, I agree with you. Like, it's lyrical content, you'd probably give it even lower marks.
Yeah, true.
Right.
But then you also need to look at the fact that we keep on pushing American artists when there's so much talent in South Africa.
I agree.
Because even if you look at it, the amounts of celebrities that come from the other countries and come to South Africa, there's no other. I don't want to be... I don't want to discriminate on anything, but then looking at the other from abroad countries, when they look at African countries, they're looking at South Africa and they're looking at the artists. So then when we keep on trying to promote them, then you see.
Yeah, we're not paying attention to our own people. All right, listen to this. Tell me what you think of this song, and then we'll play your song. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Then tell me what you think of this artist. What do you think of that? Would you give that woman a record contract?
It's not that woman, it's Macy Gray, Gareth.
What do you think of that? Seriously, come on. Talk to me, TJ.
True.
Terrible.
Two out of ten.
All right. Now, let us listen, ladies and gentlemen, to the real reason that TJ's here. He's not here for his health. He's here to flog his single. And we want you to... where can we get this?
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it. And then for the non-Apple users, they can get it on free download. They could just search TJ Mokoena on the...
And you're happy for people to download it for free?
No, like, there's the iTunes link with the Spotify and the other...
Yeah. But if they can't?
Then they'll have to go and download it for free.
Oh, but then you don't get your money, right?
No, that's understandable, but then we have radio for that.
Yeah, and well.
Yeah, so then...
No one's ever got rich out of radio, trust me. I try.
No. No, but then there's also the performances you see. So yeah, then
that's what you're going to do. Yeah. You want people to come and watch you perform live. Are you doing any gigs here in Joburg?
No, but I was doing gigs a few days back. So it's like people, they're not noticing me. They don't want to book me. I don't know why.
No, they're coming. They're coming. Trust me. You just got to sit and be patient. I mean, you're only 16. Give it a chance. When I was 16, I was doing nothing useful.
Yeah, completely
Dude,
useless.
You're already ahead of me. So just chill. Give yourself a chance. For heaven's sake. All right? Here, let's take a listen now. TJ Mokoena. And you go by that name? That is your...
It's my... real name in a way, because right. It's passed on names from my grandfather to my uncle to
this
me.
This name TJ is a family tradition.
It's actually Taviso Neo Mac Jr.
Right.
Yeah, Jr.
Okay,
for all the names.
And it's TEEJAY, in case anybody's looking for it on iTunes. TJ Mokoena, MOKOENA, all right? Take a listen to this guy doing his thing. Thanks for coming to visit us, dude. It's a pleasure to meet you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, I want to talk to our friend Ryan Strumroot. You know, he's always doing these insane things. Like he's swimming in Arctic waters and Antarctic waters. He's giving himself ice baths in his garage to get ready for these things. He's a raving lunatic. He really should be locked in a mental institution. But he's going to represent South Africa along with three other teammates at the International Ice Swimming Association World Champs, which are held in Burghausen in Germany in January of 2017. Hey, Ryan, how are you, bro?
Hey, morning, Garrett. Thanks for that lacquer intro.
Well, it's the truth. You should be in a mental institution. So I didn't even know this, but there is an International Ice Swimming Association.
Correct. The International Ice Swimming Association has defined what an ice swim is.
Tell me what it is.
Well, an ice. If you want to say you've done an official ice swim, this is a personal challenge. You must do a 1 mile distance in water that is 5 degrees Celsius or lower.
Oof.
Wearing only a speedo type costume, no wetsuits, no greasing or anything like that. So and once you can do that, you've got yourself a personal ice mile accomplishment.
Now, you and all these other people who have mental illness, you all get together and you're going to take part in this stuff. In January of next year, when it's nice and cold in Germany. Is this a frozen lake, river? Where is it?
It's in Burghausen, Germany, as you said, and it will be a frozen lake that they'll cut the top layer of ice off with chainsaws, and they'll kind of make it into a 25-meter swimming pool that we will compete in. It's nasty.
Oh, my God. All right. You know, Ryan, they say that there are benefits to cooling the body down like you do. Have you experienced any benefits to this, or is it just painful?
Gareth, to be honest, it's just a world of pain. Obviously, the reason we do it is because it's extremely mentally challenging and physically challenging.
Sure.
I mean, the element of cold just messes a human up completely, and it's your defense mechanisms kick in big time, and your head is spinning just trying to convince you to get out.
Right.
And then at the same time, we're trying to perform for extended times and doing lots of conditioning to your body. I haven't seen any health benefits, although I'm a fairly healthy guy.
Mabali said, Mabali gave you a compliment earlier. She said, you're that guy who doesn't look like you're aging as badly as the rest of us.
Oh, thank you, Mabali. That's
nice, huh?
Yeah, indeed. So maybe it is the cold water.
Maybe. Now, you climbed a mountain so you could get signal to talk to us today? Where are you?
I'm on holiday at the Breda River, actually overlooking Ben Kapinski's sister's place. And there's not great reception down at the house, so I climbed up the back of the big hill behind me just to get some reception.
Did you know this, Ben?
The reception there is terrible. My sister and her husband have a place there.
Yeah,
we just kind of get.
I'm on the other side of the river, overlooking onto that place. Very beautiful. I wish I could show you the view I've got right now.
Well, you can. You can take a picture of it and you can WhatsApp it to me.
I'm going to do exactly that. But the conundrum here is that I'm sitting on holiday at the Breda River, where it's 40 degrees Celsius in the shade. The water is 27 degrees. I then hop on a plane to Germany, where at the moment it's, I think, -4 in Berghausen, and the water temperature is going to be between 2 and 3 degrees
Ryan,
Celsius.
Ryan, do you, when you shower in the mornings, get ready for work, do you jump in ice-cold showers?
Gareth, no. I wait until that warm water comes through, and then I get in.
Because
humans have not evolved well to handle the cold.
I wonder. You seem to be a little bit different to the rest of us. Do you, when you're taking a swim in a normal swimming pool and it's about 27 degrees in the middle of summer, is that boring to you, or is that pleasant?
That's extremely unpleasant, extremely hot. You know, most of the Virgin Active pools are around the 26, 27 degree mark.
You hate that. You don't know what to do. Your body starts sweating underwater, all kinds of things.
It's horrible, and it actually de-acclimatizes you. And that's unfortunately, not knocking the Virgin Actives at all. They're hugely convenient, and that's just, it's on my doorstep, so I can get my fitness training there. But the water is way too warm, and as is the beautiful Breda River at the moment. So that's why we do those ice baths.
Listen, man, good luck to you. We'll check in with you either before or immediately after, but all the best. Go and make us proud, as you have so far. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Gareth.
All right, cheers, everybody. Guys. There we go. That's Ryan Strumroad. He's taking part, along with a couple other South Africans, in the IISA World Championships. That's right. But next year, of course, is the World Championships that are being held in Berghausen in Germany. It's in January of 2017.
This is CliffCentral.com.